Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker, I think. I don't know. Tony's really put the question mark in front of it now. Tony, what's new for the listener on today's episode?
Today, it's Street Scenes 4. As you recall, a hapless public radio reporter got sucked into a transdimensional portal because he was suspicious of the denizen who called himself a wizard. It's ongoing torment in all realms of public radio. This is yet another one. But what do people need to remember, Kevin?
People need to really concentrate on these episodes. Tony and I are a little bit disappointed with your level of concentration and intentionality with listening. But if you listen really closely, you're going to notice that there's a implicit question. Maybe a character said it. Maybe it was just in the script. Write in to us in some way, shape, or form. And Tony, if they're correct about the question, what would they win?
A valuable prize.
Welcome to part 4 of an awful new feature here on Men in Charge, Street Scenes, where we wander the streets of Lower Heights looking for folks we call denizens, and we ask them what the devil they're up to. But if you were paying attention last time, you'll remember that I was sucked into a trans-dimensional portal created by a denizen claiming to be a wizard. And of course, I screamed at the end of that episode. What would you have done? I'm not ashamed. And as you can tell from the sound effects, I'm still inside the portal, still squeezed into a gelatinous form. So now this, on my public radio salary? Well, unfair does not go near to expressing my feelings. It's strange that I can still see. I guess that's because my eyes were pretty gelatinous to start with. Anyway, my reporter's guide to reporting says, when in a transdimensional portal, use a vivid simile to evoke for the listener a sense of your surroundings. So here goes. It's like the subway at rush hour, but everyone's even more shapeless and sticky and gooey. Anyway, as I hurtle to my unknown destination, I might as well pass the time by interviewing some of the other gelatinous forms. Excuse me, lime jello-y looking portal denizen. How did you end up in the portal? Where were you headed and how long have you been here?
Your question suggests you're inferring I'm sentient. How did you know?
I just assumed that since I was sentient.
How do you know you're sentient?
I've attended many colleges and universities and made passable grades.
Tickets, please!
Listener, I'm being approached by what looks like a baggie stuffed with melting marshmallows. I don't have a ticket. I was sucked into this portal.
I was sucked in? Stood too close, huh? Too bad. You still need a ticket.
Well, how much is a ticket? I used up my last 11 bucks in a previous episode. And where on my gelatinous form would I store money anyway?
Again, not my problem. Also, you need exact change.
But I don't have any change.
Then you're out of here.
Where am I? On a street somewhere. But why am I still in a gelatinous form?
So, Tony, did somebody contact us with a question?
Milford Newswaddle of Redmond, Washington asks, I think I parked on that street, but now I can't find my car. Can you see it?
Wow, there's so much context missing there that I don't even know if that could be considered a question. That street. Well, that's a good one. I hope you find your car.
Actually, I don't care if she finds her car.
Oh, dear. We do have some people, though, who we want to be able to find their car, correct?
Yes, we do. The cast, Greg Smith, Deborah Marlowe, and Scott Herrick. This episode was written by Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the only man who takes a child's pleasure in organ meats, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, do not be a fascist.